Older Woman by Tony Bagley, with Martin Clunes as Roy, Zoe Wanamaker, Jane, and Toya Wilcox, Elsa, with David Troughton, Vicky Henson, and Jeff McGibbon.
Are you going to take it down or not? Yes or no? No, not next week. Tomorrow. Because I didn't need scaffolding in the first place, that's why. And because I'm tired of looking at it. It's an eyesore. But this isn't the old Bargemaster's cottage! This is... Look, I think I know my own address. Hello? Hello? Bastard! And I'm glad I got you out of the bath.
A past that won't go away. For art is a draft, Dodger. While most of his generation was in Vietnam, art was exiled in Sweden.
Hell, far worse, I thought.
Which concerned itself with the extraordinary circumstances surrounding the death of Marilyn Monroe and the theory she may have been murdered because
she blabbed about JFK's premature ejaculation, love.
My thanks to new Bond girl Tanya Wilson. Stay with us, won't you, Tanya, because I'm sure you'll have a lot in common with our next guest. Someone whose goal is, literally, to save the world. He's TV naturalist Chad Mann.
No. Oh, please, God, no, not Chad Mann.
Welcome, Chad. I see you've brought a few of the supporters' club with you.
Well, I've got a very noisy mother, Michael.
Devastatingly witty, Chad.
I don't know about mums, Chad, but I know my lovely wife won't miss a single thing you do.
That's what I like to hear, Michael.
Why him? Why did she choose Chad Mann? Of all the men in the world... This night I'll expostulate with her, lest her body and beauty unprovide my mind. Poison some breakfast slices, Iago.
Do it not with breakfast slices. Strangle her in a bed with her tights.
Good, good. The justice of it pleases.
And for Chad, stick his face in a vat of acid urine. She's Ludovico, come from the Duke of the National Curriculum. And see, Desdemona is with him.
Save you, worthy General of Country Diary. The Duke and Senators of the National Curriculum greet you.
Captain, there has fallen between Chad and my lord an unkind breach.
A division twixt my lord and Chad?
A most unhappy one. I would do much to atone them for the love I bear to Chad.
Oh, Desdemona!
Russell? Russell, have you got those fruits?
I really fancy him. Imagine cozying up to Chad Mann every night.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it. I watched a documentary about a very nice draft dodger in Sweden.
Even that drippy Bond girl looked as if she could go a few rounds with him.
Oh, I expect even your living room fancied him. It's probably because of his lived-in quality, get it?
Somebody's jealous.
Why would I be jealous of someone with an orange suntan?
You didn't get him best of the week because your scores weren't best of the week.
He probably decides on a new colour scheme every year. Last year, puce, this year, orange.
Because to go in best of the week, you have to be best of the week.
Must be a nightmare for the makeup girl. I suppose he just pours a litre of magnolia over him and hopes for the best.
You didn't get him best of the week because they were crap, basically. Okay. I see you've gone for green this year, Blossom.
Well, I've got nothing against Chad. I mean, how could anyone take against someone as handsome and as orange as Chad?
Face it, your Miss Callahan fancies orange men.
The question is, how has being as handsome and as orange as Chad affected him as a human being?
I don't know. How has it?
I reckon our Chad's still a regular sort of guy. Gets a kick out of the simple things in life, like scrambled eggs on toast and being incredibly handsome and orange. Mm.
Hello.
Of course, being handsome and orange must impose some pressures.
I see. Well, they've obviously put you through to the wrong extension.
But he probably sees the warning signs and makes a point of sitting down with himself and thrashing it out like any handsome person should.
Someone's ears were burning.
Who is it?
Your Miss Callahan.
Well, complaining because you didn't get in best of the week, I suppose.
She wants to speak to you.
Yeah, of course she does.
I kid you not, and just for a change, she's not spitting with rage.
Miss Callahan? Well, how nice. Yes, I suppose I could. Hang on a sec. She says she wants my help.
Well, this is it.
It's a willow.
I know it's a willow. I didn't get you over here to identify it.
You said it was an endangered ancient tree.
It's quite old.
It may be old enough to remember Uncle Mac, but old as in ancient.
Is it a country diary story, or isn't it?
So how exactly is it threatened?
My neighbour's going to chop it down. He says it's undermining his foundations.
Hang on. Just whose tree is this?
His. Keating's. Oh, what's that got to do with anything?
Quite a lot, especially if its roots are coming up through his kitchen units.
I'll be able to see the Barrett homes across the field if he cuts it down. How would you like to look out on a Barrett home?
You're lucky I have to look out on a pink art deco house owned by a nutritional therapist.
You owe me a favour, Mr. Hitchcock. I could have reported you to the Press Complaints Commission.
Yes. Well, I suppose I could write it up as a disappearing countryside piece.
And what about a picture of me up the tree?
Up the tree?
To recreate how I spent last night.
You spent last night up the tree?
Had to. He threatened to cut it down in the middle of the night.
Well, why doesn't he do it when you're at school? It'll be simpler all round.
I look out for it when she's at work.
You've met Chad.
Unfortunately.
So, you're going to ride shotgun on this campaign, are you? Think you're up to it?
Well, maybe it's not a rainforest, but it's still a cause. You see, we piddling local papers reach those parts folk with a national profile can't.
I doubt if you'd be able to even reach your toes without having a hernia.
For God's sake, Chad, why do you have to be so competitive?
He started it. He called me Captain Birdseye.
Yes, well, he's not calling you Captain Birdseye now, is he?
I didn't think people wore Prince of Wales check anymore.
Oh, that's all you know. Prince of Wales check is back in fashion, actually. Almost.
Oh, so it's a fashion statement, is it? Well, there are some people fashion just can't help.
Take no notice, Mr. Hitchcock. It just means he likes you.
Really? I'd hate to see how he behaves when he finds people only strangely interesting.
The problem with Prince of Wales check is that it does nothing to disguise people's natural build. It can make you look metabolically disadvantaged.
We've come to this deserted salt marsh to meet Dr. Tim Hare. Tim's the leading authority on the neural network of slugs. Bit off the beaten track, isn't it, Tim?
That is correct, Chad.
Do you think we're going to see any slugs today, Tim?
No, Chad, I fear not.
So, what are we doing here, Tim?
You mean in this mind quicksand that only I know the way out of? Come now, Chad. You know the risks you run when you go off alone with some crazy person who devotes his entire life to a neural network of slugs.
But I'm sinking!
You natural history unit people the same. Dress provocatively in ritual display colors and complain when you attract a predator or two.
I'm going under! Tim! Tim! Help me!
It's no good, Chad. Nobody will hear. And you'll just frighten the slugs.
Why don't you go back to the office, Blossom?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I feel really, really good.
Are you sure about that, only?
What?
Can't help noticing bits of you keep dropping off.
What?
Your arm's hanging on that tree back there. I think you caught your sleeve on a branch.
Very funny. Well, I'm not going back for it. I've got three more laps to do yet.
Looks like your leg's working loose, too.
Well, I'll just have to hop, won't I?
Isn't this all a bit drastic? I mean, not as if you're out of condition. You're just horribly unfit, that's all.
The point is, he thinks I'm out of condition. Or rather, he thinks that I think I'm out of condition. Power suggestion, you see. And if the person doing the suggestion was on the telly the night before.
Oh, on the Michael Tookey show. Sandwiched between the new Bond girl and Dudley Moore.
Actually, I think my leg has just dropped off.
So are you going to put a stupid tree in the diary?
Well, I thought I might.
You'd make a prat of yourself. Just to stick it to Chad Mann.
It's a legitimate country diary story. Besides, in nature, the dominant male always prevails.
Oh, forget about your leg, Blossom. It's your head that's falling off. What do you think?
A bit basic.
So?
Well, it's not a pottery, is it?
It will be when it's been renovated.
And you'll just sit in here and make pots all day?
When I take an early retirement.
Yeah, you'd be going to retire more often than Frank Sinatra.
Well, I'm not staying in teaching for the rest of my life.
I'll believe that when you arrange your farewell tour.
Haven't decided on a support band yet. What about your farewell tour?
We media people die in the saddle, love.
You're planning on dying, are you? I can't believe that.
Well, I will have a longer shelf life than you. It'll take hundreds of years for the light from Majesty of Nature to reach the other side of the galaxy. I'll still be a showbiz phenomenon at the end of the next millennium.
In the meantime, we'll have the Majesty of Nature 2, Majesty of Nature 3, the Book of the Series, the Opera of the Book of the Series, the Cookery Series, the Opera of the Book of the Series, Michael Palin going round the Cookery Series and the Opera of the Book of the Series.
So you choose to be impudent?
Then, if you get bored with all that, you could retrain as a weather balloon or as a NASA communication satellite, or if you still don't...
Oh! Floorboards are rotten.
Meant to warn you about that.
I know you prefer him to me, of course.
Who?
The pre-media Chad.
At least he didn't feel he had to prove himself all the time.
He had more to prove than anyone. A failed marriage, dead-end teaching job. You know, I could have easily ended up like your chum Roy, terminally provincial and never quite knowing what I was capable of.
He's not my chum. He was my pupil, once.
He fancies you, you know.
Or thinks he does. Mind you...
Oh!
Head.
Pottery. I know you. You'll never give up the tinsel glitter world of teaching.
Dick, look, I've got this idea. What's this?
Haven't you seen a sun lounger before?
Not in your office, no.
Chicks just kicked me out, Royston. Wilf and me both.
Why is Wilf eating fish and chips?
Because I don't have a can opener for his doggy chunks. Any more questions?
You're not going to sleep here.
Why not? At least I'll be a hands-on editor now.
You always were a hands-on editor, Dick. That's the trouble. It was only a matter of time before Trixie found out about your hands-on activities.
She kicked me out because of the conservatory, actually.
What conservatory?
She only wanted two bloody gardens built on the back of the house. I told her the house is listed. Street's listed. Whole bloody village is listed. She suggested I bribe one of my chums on the planning committee. My wife thinks I'm corrupt, Royston. She thinks I'm corrupt to my toenails.
Well, you are. You're the most corrupt person I know.
I suppose it'll blow over. Still, we're okay, aren't we, Will? Have another chip. That dog's been a good friend to me. Sorry, mate, what did you want?
Well, I had an idea about the diary. I thought...
Yeah, yeah, do what you want, I don't care.
Oh, right. Well, in that case...
Who'd have thought she'd boot me out over something like this, eh? An erection in the back garden.
He was really good on Michael Tookie.
Yeah, I'll never watch Michael Tookie.
He ran rings around Michael. Michael doesn't seem to mind, though. You can tell when he likes a guest. It shows somehow.
Shut yourself, Wim. Please, I'm trying to deadhead those marigolds.
I've liked him ever since The Majesty of Nature. But about to repeat them, you know.
No joy.
Said in Radio Times it took him 3 years to make.
Yeah, it took the poor bloody production crew 3 years. Chad just jetted in to do a bit of mutual grooming with a long-nosed bandicoot.
Just between you and me, I've always quite fancied him.
Yeah, well, I fancy him and his sister.
Sister? She's an actress, isn't she? Only I read in...
Yeah, in fact, I'm secretly married to her.
To his sister?
I thought you knew. Everybody else does.
Hey, hold on now. Are you sure it's Chad's sister you're secretly married to?
I know who I'm secretly married to. Anyway, I'm not only secretly married to her, I'm also secretly married to Big Chad himself. Except Tuesdays and Fridays, he sees Madonna those days.
What? Some people say that Madonna's heterosexual, you know.
Will you excuse me, Wynne? I think I'll go and hang myself from my scaffolding.
Do you think we're going to lose the thermos, love?
I had the thermos during the vigil. I think we should make the picture as true to life as possible.
Yeah, it was also night. Why don't we wait till it gets dark as well?
Are you sure about this, Miss C? It does seem a little...
Bonkers?
Yeah, it's just that the great British public might think sitting in a tree all night's a bit eccentric.
That's rich coming from you. You weren't concerned about my image when you wrote me up as the femme fatale of middle school.
Oh, well, that's an idea.
Do you think you could show a bit more leg, love?
Certainly not. Anyway, I was wearing these woolly socks on the night.
Yeah, we'll have to cheat it.
You'll have to move along the branch a bit, love.
You've got a dewdrop. It's disgusting. You blow your nose.
Yes, miss. At once, miss.
So where's Chad?
He's got a recce for his new series. How much further?
What, just a bit more?
Probably a recce with the new Bond girl, if you ask me.
What was that about a Bond girl?
Oh, no, no, nothing, nothing.
Do be careful, Jane.
If you're implying...
Look out!
Lovely.
You sure you're okay?
Yes. No thanks for that, moron. Where is he, anyway?
He's gone off to snap the new mayor.
But you won't ask him to show a bit of leg.
He might, actually. He's a she.
Well, I can't get you to show a bit of leg. He tries to get you to break it. Mm, looks like it's back to the chiropractor.
They're feet, aren't they?
You're thinking of chiropodists. Chiropractors manipulate.
Really? Well, if it's that painful, maybe I can...
Oh, no, I don't think so. Thanks, anyway.
Would you like me to ring Chad? And you have had a nasty tumble.
Chad's in Brazil.
I thought you said he's out on a recce.
In Brazil.
Oh, I see. Well, I suppose it comes with the job, doesn't it? Being away, I mean. If you're going to save the world, I imagine you might have to travel around it quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Rather too much, in fact.
Brazil, eh? Oh, well, could be West Africa. Then you'd have to say Chad's in Chad.
Not if he's in Ghana or Nigeria.
No. Well, I'd better be going. Look, you must let me buy you dinner sometime.
Why?
Because I feel guilty about all that femme fatale stuff.
Oh, forget it. We're quits.
No, honestly, I'd really like to.
It's really very kind of you, Mr. Hitchcock, but I assure you there's no need. Chad and a Bond girl. What a preposterous idea.
The countdown has started, Mr. Blofeld.
Excellent!
You won't get away with this, Blofeld.
That's just where you're wrong, Mr. Bond. You walked into a trap and now you must pay.
Help me, James! Help me!
Mr. Bond cannot save you now, my dear.
Be calm, Tanya. He won't kill you yet. He wants to toy sadistically with you.
Don't you know this pursuit of women half your age is emotionally immature? You don't deserve the love of Miss Moneypenny. And as for you Bond girls, with your simpering and your irritatingly tinkly voices and the way you slink into Mr. Bond's bedroom wearing only a fur coat and diamonds, don't you realize how absurdly out of date you are? Doesn't it worry you that people will call you a bimbo?
I don't care if people do call me Bambi.
Bimbo, you moron! And try getting a job at the RSC or the National after you've been a Bond girl. Is it worth it for just 8 minutes of screen time and the prospect of being devoured by my piranha fish?
I won't be eaten by your horrid piranha fish. I'm the Bond girl who gets to make love to James in the dinghy at the end of the movie.
Good one, Blofeld. She was beginning to get clingy.
I remember what it was like before. Kids consigned to the scrap heap because they failed their 11 plus. And they want it all back again.
They'll hear you.
I don't care. Two votes. Just two votes.
It's still a majority. We have no choice but to ballot the parents now.
Whose idea was to make that drunk a governor?
Which drunk? Most of them seem pretty tanked up to me.
The editor of the local. Dick, what's his name? Nobody even thought about applying for grant-maintained status until he came along.
I don't suppose I helped our case by drooling like an idiot.
Yes, why are you talking out of the corner of your mouth like that?
Been to the dentist. Oh, the injection still hasn't worn off.
As if the last few years hadn't been bad enough already.
That's right. First the root canal work, then the bridge work.
I'm talking about the school. Life's here like a telethon already. Soon schools won't have head teachers. They'll have a sort of Michael Aspel figure getting punters to phone in pledges.
I do feel as if I'm working in a declining manufacturing industry. There's a phrase for it, I believe. The changing industrial base.
Don't worry. It's only a matter of time before we apply for our enterprise allowance and set up under a railway arch somewhere.
Bloody woman!
Oh, you're like the Phantom of the Opera these days, Dick. You only come out at night.
That's because I live here now. You see my decaffeinated tea bag?
No. Oh, no, do you think you could do something about Wilf, please? It's disconcerting the way he rests his paws on my shoulders like that.
I'm going to swing for that woman.
Look, Trixie will have you back. Give her time. Wait till the bills start rolling in.
I'm talking about that Callahan woman. Your girlfriend.
Oh, now there's a coincidence. I'm just writing up her tree now.
You know what you are? Teacher's pet. Teacher's bloody pet.
Apparently things aren't that brilliant between her and Chad.
And you think nature abhors a vacuum, do you? Well, maybe it does. Unless you and her happen to be the chief participants. This isn't healthy, Royston. You ought to see someone.
Yeah? Well, your own behaviour hasn't exactly been a benchmark for sanity just lately, has it?
Why did that bloody fool say make her a teacher-governor?
Teacher-governor? Redolent phrase. Hmm.
Well, I'd sit back and allow it to work its insidious magic if I didn't have to get this finished.
I knew you wanted to see it for yourself.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Wanton vandalism. I'm really glad you rang me.
I knew he'd pull it up while I was at work. It's just the sort of underhand thing he'd do.
Ah, well, you see, without Chad standing guard...
Wouldn't have made any difference if Chad had been here. Chad's not interested in the tree. X-tree, I mean.
Well, fair's fair. Chad's got a whole rainforest to think about.
Ah, exactly. Priorities. That's what it comes down to. And I just don't seem to figure in them.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Jane. Clearly, Chad cares very much in his own quiet way.
Why are you taking his side?
All I'm saying is that Chad can't be relied upon and buggers off to Brazil as soon as the going gets tough.
I thought that's what I was saying.
The question is, where do we go from here? Now Chad's cleared off and left it for us to sort out.
We do a spot on weeding, that's what we do.
What are you doing?
Pulling up Keating's runner beans.
We can't take the law into our own hands.
Who's got any better idea?
Yes, yes I have. It's an idea for my column. A feature called Countryside Culprits. Each week we print the mugshot of someone who's done something dastardly to the country.
And you're thinking of making Keating your first culprit?
Yeah, I'll get Mickey to doorstep him with a flash gun at 2 a.m. You know, the sort of thing, a snarl behind a smile piece in the worst traditions of tabloid journalism.
What about that absurd editor of yours? Will he buy it?
No problem. Dick's already okayed the idea.
You know, I might have been wrong about you.
Think of it as a modest little holding action till Chad gets back.
I'm not sure Chad's services will be required when he returns.
Tarzan's back.
Great.
Cheetah not here to greet Tarzan.
I sold him to a vivisectionist. I got tired of little jerk's folksy tricks.
But Cheetah Tarzan's friend. Cheetah saved Tarzan from ivory smugglers.
That reminds me, babe. Those ivory smugglers came round again. They wanted to tie us up and whip us some more. So I told them where they could get their hands on some slaves.
Jane, not sell villagers into slavery.
And boy, too.
No, not boy. Jane, go too far.
Sorry, babe, but he reminded me I'm in a going-nowhere relationship with an ape man.
Oh, Tarzan angry now.
See you around, babe.
Jane going?
You, Tarzan, me, Jane. I'm a person in my own right, right? Mm. I need my own space. Besides, you're just a jerk with no conversation.
Countryside culprits?
Names and faces, E. Names and faces.
Yeah, but we came to praise Caesar, not to bury him. This is a home county's version of the Cook Report. Poor Mr. Keating, will we run out of town?
Well, he'll know in future not to rape our national heritage then, won't he?
Dick will go spare.
Dick, name rings a bell. Didn't he used to be editor or something?
Yes, he might want to be again.
Too late. We've all drunk at the fountain of self-determination.
Aren't you just getting a little bit carried away? It's only a tree.
It's a willful act of vandalism. Look, this is my chance to turn the diary around. I mean, who wants WI reports and flower shows and parish council meetings when they can have countryside culprits? That's what the diary's been missing. A villain. Every good soap needs a villain.
I reckon I, Miss Callahan, cynically exploiting your position on this paper to settle her own personal vendettas. She knows she can wind you round her little finger.
Well, maybe I'm doing a bit of exploiting myself.
You?
Chad wasn't there when he was needed. Yours truly was. Right now, she sees me as a symbol of continuity and stability in her life. A rock.
And you reckon it's going to reap you handsome dividends, do you, your rockiness?
Chad's in for a rude awakening when he comes marching home.
You live in a world of your own, Blossom.
Seriously, E? All is not well in that relationship.
A man alone in the wilderness of his own emotions.
Darling, why are you wearing my shirt?
A woman in the thrall of a passion that consumes her every waking moment.
Because that's what lovers do, silly.
They have a love that knows no frontiers.
Why is that what lovers do, darling?
To show they've been to the summit of ecstasy together. To show there's no one else they'd rather be with.
Oh. Oh, well, in that case, would you mind if I wear your dress?
What?
The red one, with the frilly bow at the front. I've always thought I'd look really stunning in that.
He wants to wear her red dress with the frilly bow at the front. She doesn't want him to wear it.
Oh, Chad!
Anything the matter, darling?
A love that knows no frontiers. Now it's a movie. having been something Michael Palin went round. And a cookery series, and an opera, and a book, and a splatter movie by Michael Winner.
Hello there!
Roy! Hello! How nice to see you.
Hello. I just thought I'd bring over the diary piece for you to vet.
Thank you, Roy.
Just in case there's something we've missed.
That's a really nice gesture.
I expected to find you protesting with a placard in front of your neighbour's place.
Oh, well, you know, maybe you were right. It's just a tree. I don't want the whole world to think I'm a crank.
Actually, I feel a bit like a pupil handing an essay in for you to mark. I keep forgetting you were my teacher.
Do you, Roy?
Oh, yes. An impartial observer might mistake us for contemporaries.
That's a really nice thing for you to say.
Are you okay? And you seem a bit different somehow.
Oh, right. That's probably because I'm pissed out of my head.
Oh, look, don't let him get to you. I know Chad's an absolute bastard and everything, but there's no reason to hit the bottle.
He is, isn't he? A total and absolute bastard.
And things always seem better in the morning. In fact, you'll probably have a good laugh about this one day.
We'll have a good laugh as soon as you go.
Chad, how nice.
Won't you have a drink too, Roy?
Haven't you got a rainforest you can go and stand authoritatively in front of?
The series has been postponed.
Which means we get to spend some time together. Isn't that fantastic?
Fantastic.
Let's have a look at your copy, huh? See if it comes up to scratch. Countryside culprits. Duncan Campbell had better not rest on his laurels, had he?
Tell me, Chad, what's it like going through life looking like an extra from Howard's Way?
At least I have a constituency of admirers. Who do you turn on apart from blind hermaphrodites?
For God's sake, Chad.
Top up, Chad?
You bastard! I'm soaked!
Well, the wet look suits you, actually.
Have you thought of seeing someone, Mr. Hitchcock?
And so it's off again, across the savannah, to be reunited with my friends, the Maasai.
Roy?
No. In here, Wynn.
Someone came about your scaffolding while you were out.
Oh, about time.
Well, I told you we've got enough already.
What's happened?
Well, I'm afraid he's put another lot in the back of the house. He said you've been pestering him for weeks.
Yeah, to take the scaffolding down at the front. Oh, what the hell.
Oh, you're watching the majesty of nature, I see.
If you can't beat him, watch him.
Are you sure you're eating properly? You're not still on that stupid diet, I hope.
I'm on Rosemary Connolly's blind hermaphrodite diet.
Well, that's good. Her men with a bit of meat on their bones, anyway. Gerard Depardieu. There's a for you.
Weird.
Doggy-like smells. Oh, well. And how would you like a tail that's as long as you?
Oh, come
imagine getting that caught in a revolving door. There he goes now. Now you see him. Now you don't.
Oh.
And there goes his lunch. Better luck next time, Roma.
Come on, Chad. Tell me something I didn't already know.
And now, back into the bush to have another look round that termite mound.
Yeah, let's have another look round that termite mound.
In The Older Woman by Tony Bagley, Martin Clunes was Roy and Zoe Wanamaker, Jane. Toya Wilcox played Elsa. David Troughton, Mr. Say, Mickey Henson, Chad, Jeff McGibbon, Dick, and Sue Roderick, Wynn. Other parts were played by John Badley, Melanie Hudson, and David Holt. The music was composed by Julian Wostel, and the theme sung by Toya Wilcox. The producer is Paul Sessinger.